This is Dr. Zawai dictating a follow-up consultation on Lillian, L-I-L-L-I-A-N, last name White, W-H-I-T-E. Her date of birth is May 10, 1945. Patient seen for Dr. Anjana Jagalur, J-A-G-A-L-U-R, and also Dr. Thomas. New paragraph. Dear sir, thank you again for your continued support. This 80-year-old female comes for follow-up today. She initially was seen on October 8th for anemia. The patient at that time had low iron and slightly elevated creatinine. Patient was treated with iron, and on November 24, her hemoglobin went up to 11.5 and her iron was 73. Her creatinine was 1.5. We do CBC yesterday. Her hemoglobin now is 12.2. Hematocrit is 37.2. RDW is still slightly elevated at 16.3. Creatinine is 1.34. And her iron is 69. Saturation is 25. Ferritin is 82. New paragraph. Physical exam is essentially unremarkable. She is 5 feet 1 inch tall, weighing 157. Blood pressure 162 over 66. IgNT unremarkable. Lymph node negative in the neck. Chest symmetrical. Lungs clear. Heart regular. Abdomen soft. Obese. Extremities no edema. New paragraph. Diagnosis. Diagnosis 1. Anemia. Most likely mild iron deficiency, now improved. Diagnosis 2, chronic kidney disease with creatinine now at 1.34, could be contributing. Diagnosis 3, that's it. New paragraph, recommendations. At present, the patient seems to have significantly improved. She says she has much more energy now, and she does not feel weak anymore. So we have advised to have her continue supplemental iron orally, and we request you to continue monitoring her CBC. If she continues to improve, continue the same treatment, but if hemoglobin start dropping, then we will reevaluate her and see if she could benefit from Procrit or a similar agent. Thank you. Copy, this is the follow-up consultation on Lillian White. Copy of this may be sent to Dr. Anjana Jagalur, J-A-G-A-L-U-R. Thank you.